From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. Cho Tae-yul is a permanent representative of the Republic of Korea to the United Nations.
The resolution also sends a clear message to Pyongyang that enough is enough. Continuing on the wrong path will only deepen its isolation, seriously endanger its political stability, and hinder its economic development. This is surely not what North Korea desires, but it is what it will certainly face if it does not change its course immediately.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. What was left after the storm passed is not fit for re-entry for regular citizenry for weeks. That's according to the White House Homeland Security Advisor. The Keys is part of hundreds of low-lying islands and stretch 265 kilometers from mainland Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. This is VOA News.